Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is Pattaya. And we love Pattaya. Pattaya is always busy. It gets really busy around about Christmas time. So I want to talk about Pattaya. We have got our own little soft spot for Jomtien. Me and Kung, we like our stays over in Jomtien. So come on, let's talk about Pattaya. Let's do it. Well, Pattaya was originally a sort of bit like a fishing village, a very small fishing village, but around about the time of the Vietnam War, more Americans were going over to the area, and things sprung up pretty much into the way that Pattaya is now. And Pattaya is different things to different people, isn't it? And well, the city is it's on the east coast of the Gulf of Thailand, about 62 miles southeast of Bangkok, you could say, and part of it's basically built up of two provinces, the main one being Chon Mary, which I have spoken about in the past. But you know, we ourselves, me and Kung, living up in the northeast, we do have a spot, sort of a soft spot for Pattaya. We do come down, we fly down from Udon to Bangkok. We spend a bit of time in Bangkok, and then we go down to Pattaya. We normally stay in Jomtien. We like Jomtien as a hotel just off the beach that we stay in, and we go to, and we do actually enjoy our stay there. Well, people are always asking me about the nightlife in Pattaya and what it is like. But well, it was internationally sort of known, isn't it? It's got that sort of a reputation. You know, you've got cabaret shows, live rock bands, go-go bars, depending on where it is that you go. But I'm going to tackle this bit on the actual go-go bars and the bars. Now, my very first time then I went down, you know, I was quite shocked and couldn't believe what was going on. It's my first impression of Thailand, was apart from just my short stay I had in Bangkok, the bars. Now, I stayed in Soi 6 and looked around Soi 7, and basically what it is, you go into the bar, you have a nice drink, and the Thai women are very, very friendly. They will say to you, do you want to either play pool or play a game, a board game or something like that, you know, just to sort of like ease you down, I suppose. But then they'll ask you, you know, if they will have a lady drink. Now, the lady drink, the famous lady drink, is normally it would be sort of like a whiskey or something like whiskey, and you know, it's not a very strong drink, and you will end up paying nearly twice as much for it. But yeah, in a sense, you are paying the company for the woman, and also you're paying the bar something, and she will get something from that as well. So once it all gets sort of filtered down. Now, I get people asking me what happens with regards to the bar fine. And, you know, this is a family show, so we have to keep it there. But the bar fines are limited to a certain amount. And you pay the bar fine. And then once you pay the mama san, you can go out on the town with your new woman, go and get some food or go back to the hotel for a few drinks. But at these bars, they're okay, they're relatively harmless. What will happen is when you purchase a drink, you will find that you get a little wooden cup and you'll get the chit in that cup, put in that cup for the drinks you've had. Now, I always say, well, this is what I always do. I never let them get any more than three chits in that cup. I will then, you know, pay the bill, so to speak. You know, give bang do ye. You know, I will pay the bill. But the thing is, as well, is that you know, you've got to watch out for the bell. Now, this bell is, someone comes in and they will ring it, or somebody at the bar will ring it, anybody will ring it. Some people even accidentally ring it by hitting their heads on it. It just means that you've got to buy everybody a round of drinks in the bar. And if you can imagine, that could be quite a hefty round if you the bar is full and you accidentally knock it. So these bars, they're all right. The go-go bars, they are slightly different. In this next section, I'm going to be talking mainly about Walking Street and the go-go bars actually in Walking Street. Walking Street is quite notorious and is well known for being a sex area. Now, when me and Kung, when we go, we like to go for the music. We've got Thai bar that we like going into that plays really good music, and the food as well. But let's talk a bit about the go-go bars. Now, the go-go bars, you will go in and the women will be dancing on poles. They will have numbers on, and a woman hostess will approach you and ask what drinks you want. And of course, if you take a shine to any of the women dancing on the poles, they, you know, you can say, for instance, number seven, say this to the steward, and she will pop off and eventually get number seven to come down and have a drink with you, which is fine if that's what you want. But there are a series of other bars as well. There's theme bars. We once went into one which was really sort of just a whole load of ice, and you got given a coat and you went in and it was the ice bar. And it was freezing, obviously, in there. I don't know why we did it, but it was interesting. We did it because you could say that you could do it. Of course, the beer garden, that is a very, very famous place to go and have a drink and something to eat, and have very interesting thing with the bar mats there. They did. I don't know whether they do it now, but you flip your bar mat up certain way, let's say that you're interested or that you're not interested. Now, yeah, but the food is great, and as I said, me and Kung do like going in there. There are loads of pubs and clubs that have live bands. If you like live bands, that is definitely a thing to come to. Lots of rock theme bars, which is really good. And it tends to all sort of, the road, they tend to shut the road. But it is actually a through road, it is actually a street. And they tend to shut that around about 7 o'clock at night. And it's like that till around about 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, the bars are actually supposed to stop at 4 o'clock, yet some still remain open as like a bit of a lock-in. It is always interesting the amount of times that we've done that. And of course, there are sort of policemen on hand should you get into any trouble. If you're just sensible and you just there and you enjoy yourself, there isn't really a problem. Walking Street is great. Fish restaurants are awesome. We like them. And it's just a very, very interesting place to go. They have got, they painted a mural on the road, and that was, we went down to Jomtien, where we like staying, and we popped into Walking Street and we had a look at it and it looked quite good. 6 to 9 months down the line now, it's probably looking a bit tired, but Walking Street is definitely the place to go if you enjoy playing pool and just enjoy the company and just excitement. And also there is street entertainment, and of course there is a 7-Eleven and a McDonald's, so you are a bit spoilt for choice.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast, and thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd like to say a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. Now, it is moving really fast. The special edition that I'm doing, podcast, which is obviously on Spotify, is a subscription version, but it's a version where I go more into Thailand and my life in Thai. Now, so many of you are subscribing, and thank you ever so much for doing that. And don't forget, if you want me to talk about anything, or if you want to make any comments or anything, you're able to do that. And don't forget to visit our shop as well on Spring, where we have a lot of really, really good merchandise. So anyway, let's talk a little bit more about Pattaya. Hotels in Pattaya. Well, the standard of hotels anyway in Thailand is really, really good. But, you know, if you want, you can pay anything from 900 baht per night to 3,500 baht per night. It really depends on what it is that you're actually looking for. We tend to stay in the inn and residences, which is in Dom Thien, around about 1,000 baht per night. That is a really nice hotel. You've got like your little sort of mini, even got like a little mini kitchenette as well, type of thing, with a microwave and a fridge, which is really good, you know, just what you need, and has like a little bar in it. So we do like going to, when we go to Dom Thien, we stay there, and there are lots of things to do in Dom Thien, as well as you've got the markets and everything else, which I'll go into in the next section. Now, you know, hotels are good, you know, there are quite a few sort of very sort of prestigious hotels, like for example the Flipper House Hotel, which is an SHA extra plush, you know, extra plus and plush as well, don't forget. And that's around not too far away from the city centre, and not too far away from the beach as well. It's got a marvellous pool. They normally average at around about 2,500 baht, which is not too bad considering what you're getting. Or you can go and go for the Oyo, which is a beautiful little hotel. And, you know, for two adults for one night, you can be paying as little as 480 baht, you know, and then you've got 805 baht. So it really is just a question of getting there on the internet and looking. All these prices I'm actually giving you is just basically a guide, because, you know, once you get there, once you look up on the internet and you book your holidays and book your hotels and everything else like that, and you plan your trip up, you know, obviously the prices will be, like, there's no point in me saying, oh, this is going to be 480 if a few weeks down the line it's even more or less. So anyway, in the next section, let's talk about more things that you can do in Pattaya. Yeah, we both really like shopping in Pattaya, because you've got the new Terminal 21 building. It's got like a little miniature plane. That's really good for shopping as well. And there's Mike's Mall as well. You know, that's good. If you like, there's lots of like food markets. Of course, you've got the Pattaya Floating Market. That's a good place to see, providing you make sure that you have plenty of mosquito repellent or mosquito cream, because now you have a tendency to get bitten up there. There is the Jomtien Beach Night Market. Jomtien, we love it. We go and we have a really, really good time there. There is the Royal Garden Plaza. Yes, this is the one with the plane sticking out of it. That's that's an interesting place to go. And Central Marina. So, you know, there are loads and loads and loads of shops in between that. You've got the night bazaar as well to go shopping in. But we like the sort of markets along sort of Second Road. We'll pop into a bar and then maybe into another bar, and then we go a bit shopping and maybe have a cup of coffee. And that's the kind of things that we actually do here. And transport is quite good. You get around on either Win Motosai or get around on a Somtel, a BART bus. You know, that they're very good for transportation around Pattaya, and you enjoy the fun of it as well, to be honest with you. Anyway, we are nearly at the end of the podcast now, and what I want to do is I want to tell you a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story, it goes back quite a while now, and Kung had bought this long flowery dress and a very nice hat, and she'd gone out. We'd gone out down the town looking through a few more shops, and she came out and she said, "Oh, I think that lady in there think I'm Chinese." And I said, "No, she doesn't think you're Chinese." And then I went into the next shop with Kung, and this woman said, "Ni hao," which is hello in Chinese, and Kung wasn't very happy. She said, I am Thai, and she sort of like never wore the hat or the dress again, which I thought was a bit of a shame, because she looked really, really good in it, and it was a shame. But anyway, I'm going to put a link to the subscription page in the bio, and also it's at the end of the podcast now. And thank you ever so much for listening. So that leaves me to say, stay safe. Love you all.